Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just transferred to you from a different department. I guess there's an order out there on my account that I don't, it's not me.
Yes, ma'am. Could I please have your zip code?
Sure, 46320.
So that's 46320.
Yes.
First and last name, please.
Judah Paris.
Thank you. I see an account here matching your name. Could you please verify your address?
Yeah, my address is 524 Michigan Street, apartment 103 in Hammond, Indiana, 46320.
Great, thank you for that. Could you give me the apartment number again, please?
103.
Great, thank you. So there was a purchase here matching your name. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, I keep getting across my card that there's insufficient funds. I have not tried to use my card in, oh my God, 3 weeks or so. So I don't know where this is coming from or whatever, but it needs to be canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So there was a purchase here for our tactical bag for $5.74.
I don't even know what that is. What is
okay.
A tactical bag?
So it's a small carry-on that you use like for hiking, camping, things like that. Are you sure that you or no one else in your household filled out a survey recently to win this product?
No, nothing that I can think of, no. Anyway, I need to have it canceled because there's quite a bit of money trying to come off my account. I've got two other companies to get a hold of yet.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get it canceled for you so that you won't be billed any future charges. I would like to let you know that fraud is a serious offense and it will be handled as such. Any fraudulent charges will result into a penalty such as a fine, and all cases of fraud are transferred over for a pending investigation.
Okay, that's right.
Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Nope, that's all. You've been more than helpful. I want to thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mommy.